You're listening to SBS News.
Even during times of crisis, pregnancy and births continue. Health experts say they completely understand the great sense of anxiety and uncertainty that pregnant women are feeling. Daniela Baghdadi is 35 weeks pregnant and due on the 7th of May, 2020. She's expecting a baby boy. Daniela is of Croatian background. Her husband Omar is of Lebanese background, and they have a big immediate family combined. This is Daniela's second pregnancy, both achieved with IVF, which was already tough on her family, let alone during a pandemic.
Getting pregnant was quite an issue, and that had a lot of obviously anxiety surrounding it. The last few weeks since all of this blew up, I have barely left the house.
Bianca Atkins is 35 weeks pregnant and due on the 8th of May, 2020. She is expecting a baby girl. Her partner Sam recently lost his job. Bianca is planning a home birth with Sam by her side in their home in Macrae, a town in Melbourne's Mornington Peninsula, but no one else will be able to visit.
I know, it's so sad. It's not an ideal situation, is it? Kind of coping with the idea that it's going to be quite isolated.
It will be Bianca and Sam's first child. They are excited and nervous for what lies ahead. Sam's family is in New Zealand, so the baby's grandparents and relatives might not be able to visit until the baby is 6 months old. Bianca's family lives in the Dandenong Ranges near Geelong, but while they may be in the same state, social distancing and travel limitations will restrict them from being there to help support Bianca and Sam.
We come from a smaller family, but like very, very tight-knit. So I think I'd always envisioned my grandma and my mother would be over and they would stay with us and they would help us. And obviously we can't have that happen now. So it is quite sad to think that they possibly might not see baby until she's a few months old. Just take it day by day and see how we go. And my partner has like lost his job as well, which is awful.
The risk for pregnant women and babies may be low, but it is not zero. Experts suggest pregnant women do not appear more severely unwell if they develop the coronavirus compared to the general population. The Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists President Dr. VJ Roach says pregnant women should not be considered a vulnerable or at-risk group.
But the information that we have so far is that most pregnant women who acquire COVID-19 actually don't have a more severe illness and often have very mild or no symptoms at all. We also know that for women who are trying to conceive or who are in early pregnancy, that the miscarriage rate is not increased. The virus does not pass to your baby, and there is no evidence that it will harm the baby inside you or cause an abnormality.
Routine antenatal checkups, ultrasounds, maternal and fetal assessments should continue as before, unless you have been informed it needs to be done via phone or video due to the COVID-19 social distancing measures in place. So, how can you limit exposure and reduce risk? Unfortunately, a vaccination is not currently available for COVID-19. But health professionals recommend actions such as hand washing regularly, avoiding those who are coughing or sneezing, and continuing social distancing. Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says the common flu is a higher risk for pregnant women than COVID-19.
Anyone who's pregnant, as a matter of principle, obviously pays close attention to their health, and they will try and avoid contact with someone who has any infection. Influenza is probably more dangerous for a pregnant woman than coronavirus.
Mr. Roach encourages expecting mums to apply regular good hygiene, just as they would even if the coronavirus crisis didn't exist.
During your pregnancy, there is no reason why your normal care shouldn't continue. However, some of your visits might need to be done through telehealth. You should also make sure that you have influenza and whooping cough vaccination during pregnancy, although this doesn't impact anything to do with COVID-19. We need to remember that pregnant women are at higher risk of developing anxiety and depression. This can apply to your partner as well.
When it comes to giving birth, both public and private hospitals are fully operational, open and receiving patients. The Department of Health says the safest place to birth your baby is in a hospital. The major difference right now is simply heavy restrictions on visitors. Some hospitals are asking you to consider not visiting at all. Other hospitals are only allowing one visitor per day, and that visitor cannot be younger than 16 years old. Mrs. Baghdadi says it will be tough for her family not being allowed to visit her.
We're quite a close big bog family, so everyone likes to come over 100 times a week. We've already told them at the hospital no one's allowed to come. And when we get home, we probably won't want anybody around for at least a couple of weeks until the baby's immunised, which is really hard because, you know, you've brought a new baby home. Obviously, this one was IVF. It took us quite a few rounds and about 2.5 years to get pregnant. It's been a long time coming. So everyone was really, really excited, and now it's just put, you know, a damper on everything.
Healthcare, antenatal care and maternity care services remain open. This includes public and private hospital care, GP care, obstetrician and midwife care. The government's advice is to communicate openly and regularly with your obstetrician or the maternity ward at the hospital of your choice. And as far as rumours that you have to give birth alone, that's not the situation in Australia, but this has been the case elsewhere. In Denver, Colorado, Laura Morsh Babu has a 2-year-old child and is currently 32 weeks pregnant with her second. She is worried she might have to give birth solo without the presence of her husband for support.
But the last I was told is that I should prepare myself. A friend of mine earlier this week had to give birth with her husband on FaceTime. It's something that everybody I know who's pregnant right now is trying to mentally prepare for, is giving birth all by themselves.
Stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.